بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم ارزقنا علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء، ونعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع ومن قلب لا يخشع ومن عين لا تدمع ومن نفس لا تشبع ومن دعاء لا يستجاب له. آمين آمين يا رب العالمين. إمام شافعي رحمة الله عليه. A man came to his student in a class. And this man was not a man, he was shaitan. Shaitan came and sat in a class as a man seeking knowledge from Imam Shafi'i. And he said, what do you think about Allah, the one who created you and created good and bad, and he wrote it for you, and after he wrote it for you, he sent you to Jannah or Jahannam, and you have nothing to do with it? Is this justice or jur, meaning or oppression? Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi right away he said, Inna Allah yas'al amma ta'malun. Allah, he asked about what you're doing. He asked what you're doing, and you do not ask Allah what you do. Is a principle in Islam. If you hold tight to it, it will save you a lot. By this way, the main principle is, he asks you what you're doing. You do not ask Allah what you're doing. يسأل عما يفعل. يسأل عما الله سبحانه وتعالى يسأل عما نفعل وهو لا يسأل عما يفعل. Allah, he asks us what we're doing, and we do not ask Allah what he's doing. And this topic is belong to one of the name of Allah, Al-Hakam. Al-Hakam coming from the judge, or the one who do. Because you cannot be a judge until you do. And always you find out Al-Hakam Al-Adl together. And one of the early men, he said, Al-Hakim wal-Hakam is wahid. The one who judge and the judge by himself is one. And he said, Al-Hukm in Arabic meaning the manna, the not able to do. Okay? And he said, and almost this coming from Al-Hikmah, the wisdom. And he said, because the Hikmah is to deny you, and you deny your nafs of being like astray or acting the way you like. For example, a situation arises. If you act the way you like, either by anger or by desire, is not wisdom. But the wisdom always to allow you to behave according to high principle. Do you understand? And he said, similar, hikmah, wisdom, is to prevent you from being a fool. Because always after you behave with anger or foolishness or hasty or quick or desire, wonder what happened. Always people will call you a fool, and you always will be accountable of what you've done. But wisdom, which meaning you preventing yourself to behave the way you like for something more important. Do you get it? By this way, at this moment, you acting as a judge. for your nafs, not to allow it to go right or left. And he said, what's the opposite of that? At-ta'addi. When you opposite that meaning, you will be oppressor. Because now you're behaving bad towards some, whatever it is. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he called himself, أَلَا لَهُ الْحُكْمُ وَهُوَ أَسْرَعُ الْحَاسِبِينَ. Allah, he has the hukm, the final. وَهُوَ أَسْرَعُ الْحَاسِبِينَ. And he's the fast is giving hisab, giving account to what you're doing. لَهُ الْحُكْمُ وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. He has the hukm. He has the wisdom and he has the justice. أنت تحكم بين عباده. Allah, he just between his own servant. And he said in the early day, everything running in this earth according to Allah's wisdom and according to Allah's justice. Now, people is having dispute. What kind of irada, what kind of will we have? Do we have a will? Because even the will you have in any given time, according to the guidance you receive, according to the way you've been created, according to the knowledge you've been receiving, and even your nafs is according to what Allah gives you. But this way, what do you have? You have nothing. You really have nothing in any given moment. And people dispute that in many, many ways. And he said in here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he know certain action will happen, certain action will not happen. And he said, the one it happens, the one it will not happen, it has nothing to do with the knowledge of Allah because Allah already know. Do you get it or no? Whatever will happen, he know will happen. Whatever will not happen, he know it will not happen. And this part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knowledge. Now, by this way, the knowledge of Allah is elder and beyond all of the above. Now, for example, he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who ordained to Abi Lahab, la'anatullah alayhi, he will never will be a believer. And a revelation came, he will never be a believer. This is why some people said, Abu Lahab, one of the uncle of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he can say, my nephew is alive, I become a Muslim. If he said that, the message of Rasulullah would be finished. Imagine I come and tell you, you will never be a believer. And Allah said you will never be a believer. And in the meantime, for 11 years, you never dare to do it. 11 years, you have a chance, and you never ever to do it. And all it take, go to the people and said, I am a Muslim, I believe in him. The message is gone. And he never able to say it. This is why when we talk about it yesterday, or the day before, about your mom, is to just say La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah even once, or mention his name, or making sajda even once, inshallah it has some goodness. Now, he said, if an issue coming in your life, and you think, I'm going to do such and such, one, two, three, I reach this, whatever. Sometime you do one, you do two, you do three, and in the end, you do not reach it. Or sometime in life, you have an issue, it's supposed to be one, two, three, And before you do even one, it happened. By this way, at this time, do you really have a mashi'a? Do you have really a will? Or is the will beyond your capability? You understand me? Now, he said in here something very beautiful. He said, human being is completely under the control of Allah. In a way, it looks like you have a will. Do you get it? Now, he said, and one of the verses in Quran when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Insan, وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهِ. No mashi'a, no will, unless Allah make it happen. By this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordained already. Nothing can happen without His will. You want or you don't. Now, in here he said, he gave a beautiful hadith. He said, you remember the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? When he said, the heart of a mu'min between the two finger of Allah. He said, what it mean, two finger? It's an expression. Expression to give me the high ability of doing whatever he wants. Meaning in Arabic, if I tell you, your life is between my fingers. Meaning what? Whatever I like, whatever I do, whatever I want. Meaning you under my control completely. Do you get it? Now, we have to believe in Islam when we say finger of Allah and all this. It's just an expression. We cannot go to the detail. But we take the meaning only. Which meaning is we should be scared of the situation is between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why Rasulullah used to complete this dua. Allahumma ya muqallib al-qulub. Thabbit qulubana ala dinak. Allahumma ya musarrif al-qulub, sarrif qulubana ala ta'atak. O Allah, the one you change the heart from one state to another, hold our heart in your deen. And O Allah, the one you change the heart, hold our heart in your obedience. By this way, where is everything? With whom? With Allah. Okay, now. He said, how I gain from this topic? What I should learn from that? He said, if you really understand this issue, it should lead you to cut. Listen to me carefully in here. Because honest to Allah, all of us in big trouble if you do not listen to me today. Really. All your problem in this issue. And all your ease in this life and the after in this issue. Listen to me carefully, because it's a problem with all of us. He said, if you understand this issue, all the future issue, you should cut it from your heart. Do you understand or no? Any future, any worry about future should be what? Cut. Not exist. Not exist. Because you know for a fact the future in the hand of whom? Allah is not according to what you're doing and not to do. By this way, the wise believer, the one he realizes, his future lie with Allah, not with the condition. Condition happen only for your own trial. That's it. And he said, if you get that, listen carefully now. He said, your heart should be busy only with what you have between you and Allah. And you believe without no doubt, whatever happening is already ordained even before you're born. And this gives you the ability to what? To surrender and not behave hasty or with arrogance or fast or worry or anger about anything you reach or you do not reach. Do you understand? Because if you look at our life, why we lose a lot of iman? When I do not get what I want, or when I get something I dislike. That's it. And why I also lose iman? When I get something I like, to the point I forget my goal and I focus on what I like. How many people ask for money? And once he gives them money, what happens? Eh? They get busy with the money and they forget why Allah gives them money. When Allah give you husband, when Allah give you wife, when Allah give you kids, when Allah do not take it from you, when Allah take it from whatever happened, what's the problem? You see? By this way, this issue, I believe, if you inculcate it in your heart and you hold tight, 99% of your problem is solved. And now, you look at your life not as running the way you like. Can I plan? Sure you can plan. Can I hope? Sure. Can I wish? Sure. But in the meantime, what? I have to believe without no doubt. What is written will happen. And in the end, what Allah wants from me, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. If it happened, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. If it didn't happen, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. And I remember, Al-Mashi'ah Biyadillah. The will in the hand of Allah. You understand? Now, and in the meantime, what happened now if I receive calamity? If I get sick? If I lose the loved one? If I lose whatever? What's the problem? Any problem? No problem. Why? The one who give is Allah. The one who take is Allah. I have no control. I'm not an owner. I do not own nothing. Allah is the owner. What happened in our life when shaitan make me forget the basic knowledge between me and Allah? Oh, if I do this, I will not do that. Believe me, my advice to you. Any situation arise in your life you hate, don't say no. Let it go, and you will see. Later on, it will become a gift for you. And Allah will change the condition. And if you belong to Allah, Allah will make the condition work for you in a way you never expected. By this way, my message for you, any situation you hate, you dislike, don't have this word hate. I dislike it. I'm not comfortable with it. You see? Because it's meaning me. And me is not existing Islam. I'm a slave. I'm not an owner. I cannot decide what to do. He already decided what to do, and he want me to act like a slave or behave as a slave. Do you get it or no? Now, and another person, he said something very beautiful in Arabic. He said, Al-Maqdur Kain, wal-hamma fadl. Al-Maqdur Kain, wal-hamma fadl. He said, the destiny will take place. The destiny will take place. And the worry is only a destruction. Do you get it? Now, and he said, even your own destruction and your own agony is part of your destiny, but because you did not obey Allah in the first place. You understand me? For example, a situation arises. You do not like it. Your husband died. Your husband left. Or your wife died. Your wife left. This is what we're doing now. Or a business. Or a child. Whatever it is, what we do, we get upset. But if I remember who is the one who is a dictator, you think I have a problem? At this moment, I have no problem. Only the problem occurs because I forget. And I think I can do, I cannot do, you have to do this, you cannot do that. And this is why you find out in the terminology of a mu'min, mu'min is halim. Halim meaning what? So soft who is patient. Why? He always believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By this way, he doesn't deal with any situation history. Why? It doesn't work. Why? You're dealing not with the people, you're dealing with Allah. Don't ever forget that. Even if we think we deal with each other, no. In the front of each other, we deal with each other, but in reality, we're dealing with Allah because the video camera of Allah is taking picture. By the way, when you behave, if you really behave as a Muslim, you always think, Allah is watching, Allah is seeing. What happens if you see me acting like that? You see? And at this time, what you're doing to me is not my business. If you oppress me, if you do this, if you do that, if you steal this, if you do that, nothing will matter. What about envy now? What about jealousy? What about all this? Where is it located? It will be gone. It will be very minimal. Why? Nobody can take anything from you. And nobody can give you what is not written for you. Nobody can take what you have. And nobody can give you what you do not have. Nobody. Without the will of Allah. And he said, if you get upset, if you get angry, if you act things the way you want, can you stop your destiny? Can you prevent it? Can you change it? No. He said, not happiness can change it, not sadness will change it. No anger will change it, no ease will change it. And the only thing is how you behave. And this again go according to the iman of Allah al-Hakam. He's just. Meaning, if I think, yes, I want this, I believe it's good for me, but Allah did not give it to me. Why? He's just. He knows something I do not know. Finished. And this is the whole secret of iman. Or Allah give you what you want. How many of people I see, they get what they want. And after they get what they want, it becomes a fitna. Their own fitna in what they want. And I tell you something. Anything you want so hard, I promise you it will be your fitna. And anything you do not want so hard, also your fitna. And always he said, the goodness in what you do not want. The thing you scare from, the thing you dislike so much, is your goodness. But you do not see. And people always think about the goodness as material. No. What happens if you are patient and you are in calamity in some area and you feel like in jail? But in the meantime, it builds patience, it builds gratitude, it builds happiness between you and Allah. By this way, your calamity outside is actually the freedom for you inside. And he said this, why? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, As-sa'id man sa'ida fi batn ummah. Wa-shaqi man shaqiya fi batn ummah. He said, the happy one, the one who is happy in the belly of his mother. And the disgraced one, the one who disgraced in the belly of his mother. What it means? Because in the belly of the womb of the mom, the angel come in for months and tell you everything will happen to you. And that's what it means. By this way, if I'm living this message, what it do to me? It will put me in ease or no? It put me in contentment. Now, for me, I'm telling you this message. The key of your happiness in this life and after, don't ever be upset about the situation. Unless it's a situation you generated bad. But any situation coming to you you have no any strength and will against it, you have to believe it's the best for you, even if you do not like. Don't fight. If you cannot comprehend it, if you do not like it, go to Allah. But don't go to Allah upset. Go to Allah with a question mark, oh Allah, allow me to be pleased with what you give me. And Allah, allow me to like what you give me. And oh Allah, give me the wisdom of what you give me, to able to handle it the way you want, ya Allah, and be pleased with me. Finished. By this way, any situation arise, I'm not sure how to handle it, oh Allah, give me the wisdom. Give me the basira. Give me the light. Give me the comprehending. Give me the guidance to behave the way you want, ya Allah. The problem is 99% today I find people behave quick according to mentally or according to desire. And either you go so quick according to what you want, or you go quick against or according to what you dislike or not like with your mind. It doesn't work. Meaning at this time, you are a slave to what you like. You're a slave to what you dislike. You're a slave to what you think is right. You're a slave to what you think is not right. And you do not see the wisdom of Allah. And once you are in this state, you're not a slave to Allah. You're a slave to yourself. What about, is this your qadr? Yes, it's your qadr too. Is your qadr because you do not obey Allah. And now become shar. Because qadr khayrihi wa sharri. Qadr is good and bad. Good is not because I like it. Good if it makes me closer to Allah. And bad if it makes me far away from Allah. You understand? Now. One of the early scholars, he said, everyone, he fear the bad ending, and I fear the beginning of my life. He said, the hukm ilahi, the justice of Allah, it will never go away with all kind of tricks of human being. You make tricks or not tricks, you try or not try, it will not change anything in this. Never. And he said, how many people have a beautiful tree ready to give crops and a worm came, eats the whole crops? How many young men or women ready to get married and they died? How many very young people with good health and something happened and they dead or be sick? Do we know? And after that, he recited this verse. And this verse from Surah Yunus, alayhi salam. Hatta ataha amruna laylan aw naharan, faja'alnaha hasidan ka'an lam tughni bil ams. Until I commanded my command, either day or night, it will come and finish everything like it never been before. Where is the area, where is all the resort? How it take 2 minutes. All this resort is gone in 2 minutes. Is anybody was thinking about it? And he said, how many people look like they're so pious and they are among the people of Allah and they end up out of the mercy of Allah? And how many people stray? You think they are belong to Jahannam and they end up belong to Allah. And he said, now, if you're living the name of Allah Al-Hakam, the judge and the just, he said, if you live in it will make your heart always content and always have qana'ah, meaning you are thanking Allah for whatever He gives you. And it helps you to have your nafs easy to follow whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. نعم. Any question, any concern about this point?
Destiny is already, we cannot change destiny, but we have to make effort, or we have to even plan. But how do we plan? Are we supposed to use our mind? Or how, if not, how can we plan it without using mind?
You see, planning, if you are a Muslim, belong to Akhirah, what is your planning? Will be for Akhirah. And you try. And you believe without no doubt, Allah, who is the owner of Tawfiq, the one who gives you the ability to do. Look at this merchant in the early days. They plan, but they go. A wind or a storm can come, attack their caravan. A thief can come, destroy their caravan. A disease can come, take their camel away. What happened to the plan? Why Allah generate all this situation? By this way, planning, yes, with your mind, but your heart connect to Allah. وَمَا تَوْفِيقِي إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. Do you get it, Nikki? Meaning, I have a plan to do such and such. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, without His will, I cannot live. I cannot accomplish. I cannot do. By this way, all what we're talking about is a status of the heart to overcome the status of your mind. In a time of mind. For example, you have a business. Or you have a plan in life. I can say, I wish I planned this. Or I plan it. But inshallah, oh Allah, if it's good for me in the here, this life and hereafter, allow me to do it. And if it's not good for me in this life and hereafter, oh Allah, don't make me pursue it. By this way, if you are a mu'min, you plan, but deep inside your heart, you have no pushing. You will not burn yourself. Why? If it's planned and Allah will plan and give it to you, you find it easy. And this is what I tell many people, but you do not get it. If you have a plan and it's coming too easy so quick, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordained it. If you have a plan and a lot of difficulty coming after another, is a message from Allah. Don't. Somebody said, okay, what about where's the world struggle? World mujahada. Mujahada and struggle not for dunya, for akhirah. You do not come, for example, in a state of marriage or a state of traveling or a state of business and bush. No. If it come easy, it come easy. If it come difficult, leave it. Nothing you can do. Because if it's ordained, it will happen. If it's not ordained, it will not happen. Finished. Do you get it, Mickey, or no?
Remember when I was going to immigration to get the paper before?
Yes.
And I was going every morning, and my husband was, he was telling me, it's getting really tough, and now I remember, maybe I thought, it's the sign that I'm not invited, but it's also the way to go to Allah, right?
We have that's to. It. Because, for example, if you think about it, your situation went negative to ultimate negative. And Allah assure you, in the ultimate negative was the opening. In a way you never expected. Why? Because you always look to the cause, step by step. And Allah will assure you, it's not the cause, it's me. Allah can make you make a mistake. This mistake can destroy you. But because he went to Allah and cried to Allah, Allah can put blessing in it. You see? It's not your mind. It's not the planning, again. Doesn't mean, okay, I sit and I said, okay, a tree will come. No. People do not understand. Yes, I'm a farmer, for example. I have to cultivate the ground. I have to put the seed. But it's Allahu Akbar Who brings the sun? Who brings the water? Who can save my seed from the worm and insect? I can do all the work I can want. I can protect it from the way you want. And even a bunch of wolves can come fighting, making a mess, and the whole crops is gone. How I know? By this way, everything I talk about it is a heart status. And the heart status, if it is overwhelming you, meaning now the heart is the king of your body. And if you do not have it strong enough, your mind will take over or your desire will take over. Now you get it? By this way, can I desire something? Say Bismillah. Can I want something? Say Bismillah. Can I have something to do? Bismillah. But I should Bismillah and back of my head set intention for Sabilillah and say, if it's easy, keep going. If it's difficult, get away. Now, what is the sign of making a struggle and getting away? Let's go back to Iman again, Mickey. It's according to your Iman. Your Iman will give you the sense. Your Iman will give you the vision. Your Iman is the guidance. Your Iman is the light. Will give you an ease or difficulty. But if the Iman is not there, your mind take over or your desire take over and you cannot see except what you want and this want. And this is what the majority of people do. They hate the issue too much or they love the issue too much and before they know it, they cannot even make pure dua. Because they surrender to themselves. And we supposed to be in any given time surrender to whom? Allah. This topic, believe me, a lot of people fight me. A lot of Muslims fight me. And believe me, I can, for example, in the word Al-Mu'izz Al-Mudhil, Al-Mu'izz Al-Mudhil, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to you, I am the one who owns the dignity. I am the one who gives dignity. I am the one who disgrace. I am the owner of disgrace. Tell me, if Allah said that, meaning any dignity you want, with whom? And if a disgrace happened to you, from whom? Can I blame anybody? No way. People is only a tool, and people do not get it. And now, this scholar, he said in the end about this name, he said, no way you elevate yourself more than disgrace your nafs. If you disgrace your nafs, you're elevating yourself. And if you dignified your nafs, you're disgracing yourself. Do you get it or not? Because every time you're disgracing your nafs, you're elevating yourself with Allah. And every time you're elevating your nafs, you're disgracing yourself with Allah. Because your nafs will take over. Do you understand? Now, what about the name of Allah, Al-Khafid al-Rafi? The one who elevate, the one who put you down. Where we are? What about Al-Qabid al-Basit? The one who contract and the one who give. Do you see it? What about the one Alim? Like one scholar, he said, if you know Allah is Alim, and he said, I know the knowledge of before and after and now. Meaning what? Meaning the book of your own knowledge with whom? With your husband? With your kids? With your mom? Or with Allah? Now, which one can give you the right comprehending? Only when you belong to Allah. You see, I will tell you something, people. You do not get it. If you belong to Allah, the owner of all this, what he does to you? He gives you guidance. He gives you a flashlight. He gives you the basira, the infrared. He gives you the communication system with the satellite of Allah to give you a state of an understanding and awareness. Wallahi, people, I'm telling you, the major action in my life, I see it before it happens. I saw it in a state of dream, or I still say it even a state of daydream. And later on, it will go step by step. Why? It's almost like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prepare you, assure you. But you have to be always belong to Allah. What it mean? If a situation arises, I love so much, but it's not happening. What I do? Leave it. And respect Allah. If a situation happened, I don't like it. I hate it. I cannot reach this level. Again, I let it go. Do you understand me? What about my plan? What plan? Believe me, people think Mickey is a busy plan. Look at your life. Look at what's going on around you. I do not want to go to detail. Where's the plan? Plan what? The worst scenario to think you are a planner. This is the ultimate disgrace from Allah to you. This is the ultimate sickness Allah can give it to you to think you are a planner. Because now you're going to fight. And you're going to lose the status of your heart. You're going to lose the prime time of your time. You're going to lose the status of your heart. You cannot be thankful. You cannot be calm. You're so busy. Is this what Allah created you for? Just to think you have to achieve what you want? And even if Allah allow you to achieve it in the end, I promise you will be a disgrace for you. Why? Because from the beginning, you're fighting the wisdom of Allah. And believe me, I'm watching people around me doing things. And I know the ending, but you do not see. And even if I talk, if I give you advice, you will not hear. Because the destiny has to take place as a price of your negligence. Only you benefit a lot when you belong to Allah. Belonging to Allah is the ultimate sweetness you can have in this life. Nothing will happen to you will bother you. The worst scenario will not bother you. Anytime a situation arises in my life, I know what's going on. Do you know why? I follow the principle of Allah. For example, Allah said, if you thank me, I increase. If you are in a state of thanks to Allah and content and happy with Allah, Allah will increase His bounty to you beyond your imagination. And if you are upset and dislike it, Allah will snatch His bounty from you. I've tried to apply it in every issue in your life. For example, an issue comes, you hate it. You feel it's not good for you. This is what you believe. You agree? Now surrender to Allah. I promise you, you will see goodness beyond your imagination. And the situation will be flipped and become for you. But only after you pass the examination. You see, today we want Allah to show us without the examination. No way. You have to be trialed. I tell it to people many times. If you see your life going smoothly and nice, a trial is coming. And even with knowledge-wise. But we do not want that. We want our life to be smooth the way we want. It will never happen. You have no control over your age. You have no control over your beauty. You have no control over your size. You have no control over your health. You have no control over your life. But you have control over. What are you arrogant about? Even the status of your brain, you have no control over. Because this also is a slave from your heart according to the status of the heart. Do you get it or no? Do you get it or no? Really, you get it or no? If you do not get it, you are in big trouble. If you get it, wallahi, opening after opening. Because the whole secret of life to what? To thank Allah. The whole secret of life to be content. Even in a worse scenario. Do we know why I'm getting sick? Do you know why I have accident? Do we know why so-and-so become paralyzed or lost his vision or he have cancer? You see, we today, we have a problem. We think from material status, but we do not think about akhirah, the wisdom of Allah beyond our imagination. What about if Allah cleanses your heart from any disease? What about Allah cleanses your file from your sins? What about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you humble and humility because you have some arrogance and He wants to clean you up before you go? Do you think about all this? But it's for you calamity, you think about it is a calamity. But it can be a tarbiyah and cleansing and purification and preparation for something beyond your imagination. And only you can comprehend it in one condition. Only one. What is it? Huh? When you surrender and submit. Can I surrender and submit and upset? I'm angry? I'm scared? I do not like it? No. Destiny will take place, you like it or you don't. By this way, prepare yourself to be a leaf with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Doesn't mean now I said doing nothing. No. Do whatever you can, but don't fight what is coming against you. And don't run after something you desire. Do you understand or no? Now, for example, Al-Fattah. Allah Al-Fattah, the opener. Opener of what? He said in here, Al-Fattah, Allah, He opened everything, goodness and badness together, according to the status of your heart and what you want. And His guidance by itself between you and Allah. If you want Allah, He opened for you. If you want dunya, He opened for you. If you want closeness to Allah, He opened for you. If you ask for a piece of dunya, He opened for you. What about the one who makes things difficult and makes things easy? And one of the shiukh, he said, Al-Fattah, the one who opened your heart to His knowledge. And He opened the door of forgiveness to the sinner. He said, what is the wisdom of me knowing Allah Al-Fattah? To struggle and want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every moment. This is the planning. This is the real planning. If you really belong to Allah as a Muslim, you're planning, oh Allah, open for me. Open what? Business? Dunya? Money? Oh, but I wanted to do that. Who tell you that? Anytime you're thinking too much of future, you have to know shayateen involved. Because you're supposed to think daily and momentarily for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you're busy about that, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You ask Allah, oh Allah, give me the infrared information system from you. Give me the basira. And now, if you have basira, if you have light, if you have wisdom, now Allah will give you comprehending about what you're doing. And at this time, if you have that, you will never push too much. And you will never desire too much. You will never angry too much. This word too much will not be in your calendar. Calendar and your dictionary. Do you get it or no? By this way, is a status allow you to behave the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. And what is the ultimate opening? Allah to open for you a door of pleasure. Now, what happening today? We have a disease, especially among us, the one who call themselves Muslim. I go running after dunya with the intention to fulfill akhirah. That's why I said, I have to do this, and if I do this, I will get this money, and if I do this money, I will do this, I will do that. Where's all the thinking? Future. Did Allah send you a letter to tell you everything you think about? I promise you, anybody thought like that will never achieve. I'm telling you right now, never. Never. Why? Because you're challenging Allah, you're challenging the future. And you go back to the ultimate happiness. What is the happiness? to sit and relax for Allah. And you're going step by step with what Allah ordained for you. At this time, this is the real happiness. This is the real closeness to Allah. And now you're ready. Okay, I get this, alhamdulillah. I do not get it, alhamdulillah. Allah take this from me, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Allah give me this, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Nothing will bother me. Now I'm in a status of iman. Now I'm in a status of matmu'inna. Now nothing will bother me to the point shaitan can take me to hate too much, or get arrogant too much, or running after something too much, or get so upset so much, or get so worried too much, or so upset so much, or be so sorry too much. No, there's no sorry in the agenda. The only sorry between me and Allah, if I commit sin, I ask Allah forgive me and please give me tawbah. Finished. But dunya and material stuff, do we know what's good? Is anybody send you a letter tell you what is good for you? How many people live like nonsense and all of a sudden an accident? And this accident was the key of their goodness. But from everybody said, he lost his job, he lost his money, he lost his house, he lost this, he lost his legs, he lost his wife, but he have iman. Because we do not get it. Everything we measure it according to the material status, but we do not think Allah prepare you for him. And if Allah love you, he prepare you for him. But you want after preparing what you like. You see how it go? Maybe it's not written to be happy in this dunya. Maybe it's written to be always not receiving what you like. For wisdom, Allah knows. How you know? How many people running and want kids? How many people running and want boys? How many people running after want girls? How many people want to get married? How many people want divorce? How many? You see? But if you're really in a state of iman, Allah, I'm yours. Make me content and pleased with what you want, Ya Allah. This status, believe me, is worth it to work for it, to struggle for it. Because once you receive this status, this is more pleasure than the whole earth and what it contains. How many people have fancy life, but it's so miserable and worried? Tell me. Okay, you have a cake, it's finished. You have food, it's finished. You have this, it's finished. But what is left? What is left is the relationship between you and Allah. By this way, what we should do from the beginning to the end, which one is more important now? The relationship? You understand now, Mickey? Because right now in society, something Muslim and non-Muslim cannot take it. This surrender to Allah, they cannot take it. They have to plan. Okay, go plan. They have to plan 5 year, 10 year plan, 5 year plan. I challenge you, show me one person, he plans something for 5 years and he get it. And even if he get it, I will show you, it is a calamity. It will never be good. Never. You cannot fight to get some dunya. Because if you know Allah, you will never fight for dunya. You fight only for akhirah. You struggle for akhirah. Dunya is written. With struggle or no struggle. And this, if we go, for example, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-Razzaq. If you go to Allah al-Razzaq, and check all the verses in the Quran about a Razzaq, it blow your head off. Like every name of Allah is enough to make you completely surrender to Him. For example, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنَّ اللَّهُ هُوَ رَزَّاق, Allah is a Razzaq. You know what he said in this verse? He said, if Allah said, I'm a Razzaq, you know what it means in Arabic? I'm the only one who gives provision. Only one. Who provides to you? Your husband? Your wife? Your kids? No, Allah. Allah is the only provider. Now, I want you to open your mind and heart. Provision in here doesn't mean food. Doesn't mean shelter. Is everything known and unknown, seen and unseen, internal, external. Give me one thing Allah is not Razzaq. Huh? Do you have something? You can say Allah is not Razzaq? You can. Because he said, I'm a Razzaq. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran is many verse about that. وَكَأَيْنَ مِن دَابَّةٍ لَا تَحْمِلُ رِزْقَهَا اللَّهُ يَرْزُقُهَا. How many creation? She has no provision. Allah is a provider. They said even when Musa alayhi salam went to look at Allah, he said, oh Allah, Rabbi arini andur ilayk. Oh Allah, give me the ability to look at you. What it mean? Provision. Okay? Rabbi innani lamma anzalta alayya inni lamma anzalta alayya min khayrin faqir. When Musa alayhi salam in the desert, he said, Allah, I'm poor from your provision. Is a man. Okay? Now, Ali ibn Abi Talib, he said something very beautiful. He said, لَسْتَ مُطَالَبًا بِطَلَبِ الرِّزْقِ وَأُمِرْتُ بِطَلَبِ الْجَنَّةِ فَتَتْرُكْ مَا أَمَرْتَ بِطَلَبِهِ وَتَطْلُبْ مَا أَمَرْتَ بِتَرْكِهِ. Ali ibn Abi Talib, you have wisdom beyond anybody's imagination. Listen to this sentence. He said, O mankind, you left, you not obligated or questioned about provision, and you have been commanded to ask for Jannah. You left and you forget what you commanded to do, and you busy with what Allah ordained to give you. Meaning, all the commanding Allah to struggle for Jannah. That's it. All the command of Allah to command you to get closer to Him. All the command to struggle to get closer to Him, to call Him, to ask Him, to get everything for Him. Not for provision. Not for anything. Isa alayhi salam, what he said, Jesus, he said, لَا تَغْتَنِمُوا أَوْ لَا تَغْتَمُوا لِبُطُونَكُمْ. Don't be sad about your belly. Look to the bird, how Allah provide to them. And look to the worm, how to gain without even cultivation. Allah, He gives a provision to the one in the air and one that underneath. And if you said you are too big, look to the big animal, like elephant and big cows and stuff like that. How much food she accumulate a day and still gaining weight. And he still, after all this, none of them doing any farming and none of them doing any job or anything. And he said in the end, Allah is the provider. He said, what you gain from Allah is a Razzaq. He said, number one, two, believe if Allah is a provider, to have contentment and thanks for what He give you. And the second one, he said, which is a human being is missing, is to know is the one who owns the treasure of all the provision is Allah, and you need Him. Do you see it? By this way, he said, if you really calculate the meaning of Allah is a Razzaq, you will come to a conclusion is you have to be in a state of contentment and qana'ah. and be busy with the one he has the keys of all the treasure. Finished. This is the only two issues. You should be busy about it. But today, Mickey, what happened? We busy about the tools, the ways. Which one is higher? Running so hard to achieve something or make two rak'ah and spend some time with Allah to make it easy for me? You see? I can plan. But Allah want me, when I plan, to believe and respect Him. And said, Allah, you are the one open for me. Show me, Allah. But what's happening today, Mickey, in real life, when a situation arises and overwhelming you, what it means, shaitan overwhelming you? And make you believe this is the one. I promise you, if you believe in any issue in your life, this is the one, this will be your destruction. Remember me, all of you. Any situation you believe this is the one, this will be your destruction. Because you are arrogant and you're fighting the will of Allah. And remember me, I have many people in my heart right now. They're running so hard after many issues. And they're running so hard, unbelievable. And they forget you cannot do it this way. Once you go so forcefully like that, it will destruction will be in your hand. And you will see it and remember me. Anytime anybody running too fast after something, it will be destroyed. It destroys it. You like it or you don't. Don't. Let it go. And if it's written for you, it will run after you. Because you cannot lose what is written for you. You cannot. And you cannot gain what is not written for you. And what Allah want, meaning Allah trial me to check my iman. Can I go to the journey of iman about some stuff like that? No way. You will have your life normal. All of a sudden, Allah will take somebody. Boom! Take a husband. Take a child. Take a job. Take something. If you think you're going to go your life without none of this, you do not know nothing. This is why you have to maintain the highest love and communication with Allah. Okay, what about you as my wife or my husband or my kids? Do I have to love you? Sure. Love the goodness. Love the tool Allah give you. Appreciate it for Allah. But not love of deceiving or love of obsession is mine. Is no such mine because nobody owns anything. You guys get it or no? Enough or no? Eh? Any question, any concern?
I'm just saying about like, don't try to go too hard to get something. It's only for two years.
Yes. And even for Akhirah, Seju, I will tell you something. But this, if you reach the level of iman, even your good deed, you cannot fight for it. Good deed is a tawfiq from Allah. Allah wants you to struggle, not fight. Struggle, make an effort. You see, for example, I cannot sleep and say, okay, I'm going to wake up for a sleep, salah by myself. No, you have to struggle, you have to get up. You have to make wudu, you have to make ghusl, whatever it is. Okay? Somebody call you, he need help. Yes. But can I run after a good deed? You cannot. You cannot. At this time, you're running after your nafs. You want to run after a good deed? Zikr. Unity. Calling Allah. I live this message, and I'm living it. None of the people came in my life until now, for the last almost 7 years or 8 years, none of them I'm running after. None of them even I know. Who unites the heart between two people? Do you think you as a good deed is not a provision too? But people do not understand. The running is the first state of running inside your heart, meaning the intention and desire. and believe without no doubt it will come in the time is written. What happened if it's not coming? Meaning Allah tell you, come down now, sit down, you and me, I'm the owner of key of goodness. Don't run after goodness by itself, it's not right. Run after me, I open the door for you. You see how it go? Apply it to every issue. Run after me, I have the key. And this is what I see all my life. Even when I went Umrah or Hajj, I want to pray in Rawda. All the time I tried, it didn't work. One time I tried to the point, I went after Zuhr by a little bit, with the intention to wait all after Zuhr until people leave, and before Asr it will be empty for a little bit, I take a spot and do it. Wonder what happened? I did. I stayed. My back was killing me from pain because I cannot even sit. The time come. I get the spot. I'm ready to make salah. Believe me, I was not able to make one salah. And boom, one person hit me so hard, knocked me down outside. By this way, almost 2.5 hours standing in Rawda and I'm not able to pray. And one time, I have to go to the bathroom. I went to the bathroom, and I felt so tired to go back. I said, let me make wudu and come back. I came back, and I found out, I do not mean it. Wallahi, I do not mean it. I find myself just walking towards the Rawda. And once I reached, it was almost empty. I praise the way I want. By this way, the time I desire to do it and I believe this is the time I want, I cannot. And the time, it was not even in my heart. Okay? Allah opened for me. What is the message? The message, Allah tell me, come. Here. It happened to me in many, many aspects. By this way, even the ultimate good deed, Seju, is not you. He has to give it to you. By this way, if he have to give it to you, meaning what? You have to knock in the door and get the key. From whom? From the owner of the keys. Don't ever forget it. Can I break the door? You cannot. Can I steal? You cannot. You have to go get the key. And he allow you to go. And when you go, he will allow you to get whatever is written for you. That's it. And what he want in the whole area? To thank Allah day and night. The whole message, like my father, rahmatullah, he tell me, my son, do you know what this whole earth all about? I said, what is it? He said, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. To thank Allah. This is what he want from you. If he takes something from you, he wants you to thank. If he give you, he wants you to thank. And when he give you and want you to thank, he wants you to be ready. To when he take it from you, you still thanks. I want you to hear this quick, please. Never Allah will give you something forever. Never. Either you die before your child or your child die before you. Either you die before your husband or your husband die before you. Or he left, or you divorce, or he marry another one, or you kick him out. Whatever it is, but nothing stay forever. Why Allah generate all the different? Actually is a gift from Allah, by its way you have no attachment. And this is what people do not understand. The more change in your life, the more good for you. The more stability in your life, the more bad for you. Because the more stability, the more routine. The more routine, the more you like it. The more you like it, when a situation arises, again is that, you cannot take it. And this is why, if you are living the status of Iman, you're ready with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take whatever he wants, is his owner. To give you what he wants, alhamdulillah. This is what I'm talking about, it is what called a rida wal qana'ah. Rida, contentment. قناعه الحمد لله. You living in a small room, الحمد لله. You living in Hilton, الحمد لله. You living in Sheraton, الحمد لله. You living homeless, الحمد لله. Nothing bother you. In any condition, الحمد لله. You get what you want, الحمد لله. You get a bowl of rice, الحمد لله. You get a piece of cake, الحمد لله. And the main concept is, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you thank me, I increase. Wallahi, I saw it in my life. Wallahi, I saw it in my life. Wallahi, I saw it in my life. You thank Allah, Allah increase in the way you never expected. And if you do not thank Allah, Allah will take from you what you have. Whatever you complain about it, Allah will take it away from you. And this is why I saw it. Anybody complain about his wife or his husband, believe me, it will be gone. Don't worry about it, it will be gone. Soon or later, even after 10 years, even after 15 years. Don't worry about it. But the main concepts, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. The main concepts, Ashukr Lillah. To thank Allah day and night. And when you do that, what is the ultimate plan for us, Mickey? If I'm a mu'min, do I think about all the planning of the dunya? Believe me, look at anybody rich planning for dunya and show me how much he planned for akhirah. Come on. Look at how many messenger and prophet is really a dunya people. Why Allah make all messenger and prophet is poor? Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala set the example of poverty? What happened to a Quran when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell you dunya, money, wealth, husband, wife, kids is a fitna. He didn't tell you his goodness. And in the end, he said, Wallahu andahum ajrun azim. Wallahu andahum husnul ma'ab. Allah, he has the ultimate goodness. Allah, he has the ultimate enjoyment. Finished. Finished. By this way, if I'm a believer, is my goal should be the enjoyable of this dunya? No. Only the enjoyable of this dunya, if Allah won't give it to me, as a giving, I take it, alhamdulillah. He take it away from, alhamdulillah. And please don't ever forget what I'm going to say. Never your style of life will continue the same. Always you will have up and down. Always will be up and down. Either you will get what you want or you will not get what you want. If Allah do not give you what you want, I promise you, if you're patient, content, believe in Allah, Allah will give you the same or better in his own way. And if Allah take from you something you do not like, if you be patient and content, Allah will give you and show you again. But the whole thing is in one condition, if you content. And if you not content and thank Allah, wonder what happened, the calamity later will be severe. And this is why the people who plan for dunya, they think they are doing wonder, and they do not know. What about if they do salah, they do good deed, and they happy? This is another topic, which is shaitan can make you busy with small good deed and make you forget about the high good deed. Meaning shaitan can make you run after good deed and make you blind from higher good deed. Do you understand or no? Everybody understand this topic? Huh? You get it in your heart. If you get it in your heart and you live in it, let me ask you a question. Can you be a moody? Can you be arrogant? Can you be stubborn? Can you be jealous? Can you fear from the future? Can you worry about the future? Can you worry about anything? Nothing. Nothing can shake you. And if nothing can shake you, welcome to the journey of Iman. Welcome to the reality of Iman. Very soon, like one scholar would said, now you become like an oil well of wisdom. Later on, if you be like that, Allah opens the wisdom in your heart and the basira and nur. What it will do now, it will show you what other cannot see. This is why literally, I can see things I cannot talk about. Because even if I talk about it, people are upset and they cannot comprehend. And this is why, with a certain relationship with certain people, I do da'wah to them. Once I see them behave in a certain way, I be quiet. Because nothing I can do. Because you have either a door of opening or a door of close. And when the door of opening, I'm willing to give. Because Allah will allow me. If I see the door closed and the heart is not united, I have to be quiet and be patient. Nothing I can do. You apply it to husband, wife, kids, people, everything. And this whole wisdom now. Why? Once you are silent, you will understand. Talking or not talking will not benefit. And the qadr will take place and you will find out silence is much, much precious than talking. And let me tell you, all of you, you want to pass this area, be silent. Don't talk in a time nobody voluntarily asks you to talk. If nobody value your talk, don't talk. If nobody asks you, don't. You will be awana. Allahumma razuqna husna al-thiqa ya Rabbi alayka ya Rabbi al-alamin. Allahumma razuqna al-yaqeen ala dhatak ya Rabbi al-alamin. اللهم ارزقنا اليقين على انك انت الرزاق صاحب الخزائن يا رب وعندك مفاتح الغيب والعلم والشهاده يا رب العالمين اللهم ارزقنا حبك وحب حبيبك المصطفى وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يقربني الى حبك وتحبيب عبادك فيك اللهم ارزقنا الرضا واليقين اللهم ارزقنا الرضا واليقين والقناعه والحكمه والهدى والقناعه والحكمه والهدى والنور والهداية والبصيرة يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين اكرمنا بكرمك وافتح علينا خزائن رحمتك وفضلك وجودك يا رب العالمين وعاملنا بما أنت أهله ولا تعاملنا بما نحن أهله فأنت أهل الجود والكرم والإحسان يا عزيز يا عزيز يا عزيز أعزنا بك يا ربي وأعزنا بالإسلام وأعز الإسلام بنا اللهم ارزقنا البركة والنور والقبول فيما نفعل وفيما نقول واجعلنا هداة مهديين غير ضالين أو مضلين أو فاتنين أو مفتونين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم تقبل اللهم تقبل اللهم تقبل يا رب العالمين صلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين سبحانك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. A quick note inshallah. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم he warned us about long hope, طول الأمل. And one of the famous hadith you find it in many books is the authentic hadith of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. He came in the sand and he drew a line. A distant line. And he drew another line. And he drew a line in the middle. And the companion said, what is that, Ya Rasulullah? He said, the distant line is your hope, your goal, what you're planning to do, what you're wishing to achieve. And the line where you are, the nearer one, is where you are. He said, what about the one in the middle? The one cut both of them. He said, this is your ajal, the day of death. The moment of death. He said, nobody, this is a prophet of Allah, he said, nobody will achieve what he wants. And this is one of the tricks of shaitan, to always make you have a long hope and long dream and long this and long that. A moment is living day by day, moment by moment. This, alhamdulillah, this, alhamdulillah, this, alhamdulillah. And our sister says what she said, two sentences. Americans say. What they say?
It's a famous person said it. Something like there's two kinds of unhappiness in this life. Yeah, in this life. One is when you cannot reach your goal. The other one when you reach your goal.
And another one when you reach your goal. Which is famous in this life. Anybody cannot reach his goal, he's unhappy. He's very upset. He's miserable. And anybody reach his goal, he discover This is not what he's looking for. Why? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not make the happiness in reaching your goal. The real happiness when you do a good deed. The real happiness when you do charity. The real happiness when you say subhanallah wa bihamdihi. The real happiness when you say alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. The real happiness when you have rida bil qada. When you have contentment with what Allah ordained for you. That's it. You understand? This is very important. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to achieve that inshaAllah. And this guidance by Allah inshaAllah.